Last month, the Bush administration dismissed all charges against three members of the Central United Methodist Church in Milwaukee for not having purchased the required U.S. licenses to travel to Cuba. This marked the end of a legal battle that began when a church group went to Havana in 1999 to participate in the anniversary of their sister church. The three travelers claim the federal government tried to interfere with their practice of religion, but the federal government won't say why the charges were dismissed. One of the church members is Delora Green Evans. She says the restriction on travel to Cuba is unfair.
The entire embargo is unfair. It violates our constitutional rights, and it punishes the people in Cuba who have done nothing to us.
But an official for a group that opposes Cuban leader Fidel Castro says limits on traveling to Cuba are morally defensible. Frank Calzone is executive director of the Washington, D.C.-based Center for a Free Cuba.
I think Americans should have the right to travel anywhere in the world, except that I think it's a matter of morality. I think Americans should not travel to places where the people in that country are not allowed to stay in a hotel where they're staying or enjoy a beach that they're staying.
Calzone says Cubans are not permitted to patronize the same businesses that tourists can. The travel-related charges against the three Milwaukee church members were the first to be dismissed without any penalty. Charges against other groups are proceeding. Donnie Forte, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.